Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and it is definitely Monday morning. I know that much. I am telling you, I have frequently mentioned my insomnia, which reigns supreme again now that I've come off my walkabout and I'm back giving my unsolicited opinion to people. And because I'm staying up late trying to figure out how to save the world. You know what I mean, Vern? And it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. And I'm working feverishly. I really am. But it isn't working. I haven't come up with the answers yet. Though I am giving it the old college try. Now listen, I had a guest lined up. I don't know what's going on with this guest. Last week we couldn't do it because the network had a little technical difficulty and we weren't on the air, and so I rebooked him for today and now we can't reach him. So who knows who's on first? Who knows who's on first today? Boy, I'm telling you. Anyway, I can tell you one thing. I don't believe that it's me. It isn't going to be me on first today. Needless to say. Anyway, listen now. 877-488-5350 is the call-in number. If you want to join the conversation I'm having with myself this morning, you are more than welcome to do so. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Problem. Ah, there you go. See? Ask and you shall receive. Anyway, we had a little problem with the cue music not hearing me speak. It's supposed to just fade out once it hears your voice, but you know how that stuff goes. Sometimes you're left, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Stuff just happens. Lots of those problems going on. So anyway, I don't know what'll happen with my guest, Larry Pratt, since I wrote down the wrong phone number. I'm telling you, sometimes you could just be, you're too, I don't know. Anyway, it just is what it is. So I wanted to talk about a couple other things because we don't have him on with us. Maybe we'll get him. I didn't realize till someone was telling me this yesterday, that the outfits that some of the Olympians have to wear, the criteria for the outfits they are, have to wear, the volleyball players who are playing beach volleyball, well, if they're going to wear the bathing suit bottom, then they have to have a top on that has long sleeves all the way down to their wrists. Why? You got me hanging. I have no idea. Okay, you got a little bikini bottom on, so then you can't have a like a tank top, sleeveless tank top while you're out there sweating your rear end off playing volleyball. I don't get it. I truly don't. And if you are, if you want to wear a sleeveless shirt, you have to wear pants or some kind of form-fitting legging that extends all the way down to your ankle. Now, this is the criteria for the outfit to wear while you're playing beach volleyball at the Olympics. I swear, I'm telling you, these people are absolutely nuts. You can't make this stuff up. But good news, my guest, Larry Pratt, is on with me this morning. The board op was able to figure out what number we were supposed to be calling since I screwed up. And he is on. He is with Gun Owners of America. Larry, thanks for joining me this morning. You probably thought we weren't going to connect with you again today either, I bet, huh?
Maggie, so sorry to be that hard to find.
I know. Well, it's not you, believe me. It's just a Monday all the way around. So, first off, gunowners.net is Gun Owners of America's website where people can go and find information.
The better one is gunowners.org.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. That's the one I'll link to on my website. Larry, let's talk about, you know, all the Colorado shooting, and then I see today there's another one at a Sikh temple, and you know, they're going to use these incidents, as rare as they are, to push their agenda forward. And I was listening to the Supreme Court Justice Scalia last week. He was on air, and he was talking about, the right to bear arms did not mean you could have a cannon. You know, it meant something you could physically hold in your arms. And I realized that definitions of words and how they define a word changes all kinds of things in life. So maybe we could start with your perception of what's going on in the position that you're in. You're in the know, certainly. So tell us what you think.
Well, the shootings have given the opportunity to the folks who would like to take away our guns to try to advance their agenda. But they're going to have to, as they have, ignore the fact that our murder rate has fallen by half, 50%, since 1991. So you can point to these horrendous actions by evil people, and that still doesn't take away from the fact that Americans own more guns, they're in more American hands, and yet the murder rate has been falling steadily. Bad news for the disarmament crowd.
Well, I'm of the mindset that guns level the playing field, and if you're able to defend yourself and fight back, I would think that would dissuade many potential criminals who wanted to assault you in whatever fashion. They might think twice before they did it if they knew, gee, I'm going to break into that home, and home has an occupant who is a gun owner, as opposed to some area where they, you know, want to make it like D.C. I mean, I don't think you're allowed to defend yourself in D.C. if I recall correctly. So it might be a lot easier just to victimize.
Yeah, that's
people
right. The areas that have been very restrictive in their approach to citizens exercising their right to keep and bear arms. It's not even a Second Amendment right. It's a God-given right, because you're born, you have a right to defend yourself. But that's not the view that a lot of the elitists have, a lot of those in the ruling class that figure that they were born to rule and you and I were born to be ruled, and we should take whatever they say and That's it. End of discussion. Well, actually, it's the other way around. They should take what we say. End of discussion. We're the boss. We're the ones that hired them. They're our employees. And the gun control crowd essentially is trying to subvert that proper role of government as subservient to we the people, and to flip it and to put government on top of the people, to put government into the role of master. And frankly, that's why we have a Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was put into the Bill of Rights as a way of saying, government, you work for us. And if you forget about it, that clicking sound you hear is the hammer coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so key. I know one of the things that a lot of these people pushing this subscribe to are the tenets of the UN Declaration of Rights, which says that your rights come from government and they decide which ones you have and which ones you don't, as opposed to our Declaration of Independence, which says, of course, that, you know, your rights are unalienable. As you mentioned, we're born with these rights, and government is there to protect them, not to be the so-called decider on which ones we have. Unlike
absolutely
the UN Declaration, unlike the UN Declaration of Human Rights, big difference there.
In fact, speaking of the UN, we really need to tell them they are no longer welcome in New York City. We're going to buy the building back from them, and we're going to let Marriott and other resort operators bid on it so that it can be used by somebody doing something productive. It might even let Donald Trump bid on it so he could have another office building. But we don't need the UN, and we certainly don't need to be part of it. And we need to take away that nearly 25% of their budget that we give them. That needs to stay in the United States, not only because we can't afford to give it to the United Nations, but even if we could, the United Nations needs to get out of the United States. All they're interested in is, well, look at who runs the United Nations. Look at who comprises the United Nations. It's a bunch of mafiosa called dictators and tyrants and governments that hate freedom. And we are party to that. No wonder we have trouble controlling our own government if they think it's good to be part of a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, well, the people who created the whole concept of the United Nations and Rockefeller had given the land to the creation of the United Nations. He had the land and gave it for the building, gave it to them to build the building. You know, this handful of elitists, these individuals who seek power and control and to rule the world, there's nothing benevolent about anything that they're doing, even though they use that as a ruse to deceive people into believing that their agenda is this altruistic vision for this utopian society we will all reside in. It couldn't be any further from the truth. Their agenda is power and control, and one of the keys to that is disarming the American people to achieve their objective.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes dictatorships comfortable, is a disarmed citizenry. And so for us to be part of the United Nations is actually a statement that we think it's normal, acceptable, to be part of an organization primarily comprised of people who are really despicable. And I think we need to say so, and we need to act accordingly. And for any United States government to tolerate the United Nations and to not deal with it as they should is a bad reflection on that government. And that includes Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There are no sacred cows anymore as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Larry,
because, yeah, I think it's imperative that we speak honestly about what we know and speak out about it, because the only way we're going to combat evil, and I call this evil because I don't have a better word for it, is to speak out about it and speak up against it.
Absolutely. To be silent is to be part of it.
Yeah. Hang on, Larry, because we're going to hit a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, everybody. Larry Pratt is with me this morning, gunowners.org. He is with Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back. Are you really?
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you really in the years? Gonna wear the tie.
Hey, everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rod. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. You will find links to my guest websites on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. My guest this morning is Larry Pratt, and he is with Gun Owners of America, and their website is gunowners.org. Go there. Tons of information is up on their website, so I suggest if you haven't, we're not aware of their organization heretofore, I suggest you become aware of it. You know, one of the things that, Larry, that they always do, they have all these gun-free zones, and ironically enough, this movie theater where this guy killed all those people was a gun-free zone, and it makes me think of, and I can't remember this woman's name, but she had testified before Congress. You probably know who I'm talking about. I think she was a doctor, and she was with her parents in a diner, but she couldn't take the gun in.
Susanna Gracia Hupp, and she had consciously decided to leave her gun in her vehicle to meet her parents for lunch because she didn't want to break the gun-free zone law in Texas. And disarmed, she watched her parents get gunned down, even while she had the gun with her, as she has testified many times, she would have been able to get two or three shots off, and whether or not she would have hit the killer, it probably would have changed his day, changed his plan. He probably would have stopped shooting her parents, but the Texas legislature, as she told them, had her parents' blood on their hands. And every legislator every member of Congress that has ever voted for a gun-free zone is guilty of blood on their hands, because that's what happens. Since gun-free zones have been imposed in this country, every mass murder that has taken place has occurred, with one exception, in a gun-free zone. And the one exception was at a Democrat's town hall outside, Gabrielle Giffords, who, you know, Democrats are sort of self-enforcing gun-free sorts of folks anyway. But so we could almost say every mass murder has occurred in a gun-free zone. I'm sure that the assassin who killed the people at Giffords' town hall rather assumed that, you know, it's Arizona, and people can carry a gun as a matter of right. They don't need a permit, but it's a bunch of Democrats, after all. What's my chances of getting shot?
Well, absolutely. It's very interesting to me, because I live outside of Philadelphia, and they always are having, the churches especially, are having these trying to get the people in the community, especially in the black communities, to disarm themselves. You know, they'll give you $100 for a gun, turn in your gun kind of thing, as if somehow that will make the community safer. And it couldn't be further from the truth. All it does is create a lot more potential victims. Because the people who are turning in their guns are not the criminals in the first place.
That's right. And some of the more enterprising of our fellow Americans have finally come to the realization that, you know what, if I position myself some 50 feet in front of the place where the cops are paying this pittance for these guns and offer to pay $50 more, they'll come over here and I'll get a chance to take first selection. And if the gun's really a piece of junk, I can let it go on through. But never, you know, if it's any good, I can get a gun for, instead of $100, I have to pay $150. You can't buy a gun for $150. So that's a steal. And that way, you keep the guns where they belong, in the people's hands, and you let the authorities take the junk. And the folks that have done that, I all I can do is stand up and salute. You guys are great. America is a wonderful country, and you're proof of it.
Yeah, it's really absurd. In fact, there's a gun shop here in Philadelphia that's been under attack now, I don't know, I'm going to say for at least, probably maybe a year and a half. Every couple of weeks, this group that calls themselves Heeding God's Call, everybody always loves to invoke the name of God when they do some dastardly deeds, oftentimes, right? Anyway, yep. They call themselves Heeding God's Call, and they're out protesting in front of this law-abiding citizen's gun shop, not because he's not following the rules. He follows the rules. They want him to follow more rules that meet what their criteria is. I think they want him to add cameras inside the store and take pictures of the people and all these different things. And so every other week, they go down there and they protest and disrupt business and try to paint it as though somehow this gentleman, this law-abiding citizen, is the criminal.
The gun store owner ought to demand their tax returns. And until they produce them, indicate that these guys are tax cheats. They're not paying their taxes. They haven't paid them for 10 years. And they're despicable people, and they should be exposed for what they are. Actually, if they're invoking God's name, now to speak seriously, instead of like a Democrat, if they're invoking God's name, then they ought to take a look at the Bible, because the Bible doesn't talk about what they're talking about. It talks about using lethal force in self-defense. And if you're acting in self-defense and you kill the attacker, that is acceptable. No penalty, no harm done. That's in the Old Testament. It's what Christ talked about. It is simply the fact that we have a duty. If we're going to look at what the scriptures say, we have a duty to protect life, even to using lethal force.
On that note, Larry, hang on. Another three-minute break. We'll be right back, everybody. Larry Pratt is my guest this morning. Gun Owners of America. GunOwners.org is his website. We'll return in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey everybody, we're back. Larry Pratt is with me this morning from Gun Owners of America. Their website is gunowners.org. So what kinds of things, what were there some special things you wanted to discuss this morning, Larry?
Well, yes, one of the things that is very, very encouraging, certainly for any freedom-loving American, is when we learn of the number of sheriffs around the country that are thinking in constitutional terms. They're willing to tell the feds that if you're acting outside the limits of the Constitution, you're not going to be able to operate in my county. And if you try, I'll arrest you. And because the sheriff is the highest ranking law enforcement officer in his county, being as he's the only one that's elected, no other law enforcement officer is elected. We have federal marshals, we have state troopers, we have city police, but none of them are elected. The sheriff is elected. He is the only one who has received a direct delegation of police power from you and me, from we the people. And these sheriffs, well, I'll give you an example. One of them, I'm happy to say, is a GOA member, Brad Rogers, in Indiana, in Elkhart County, and he was contacted by a farmer who is a dairy farmer selling raw milk to co-ops, and the FDA just, for whatever reason, they're on a jihad against raw milk. They think somehow it's one of the most dangerous things that a consumer could purchase, having consumed raw milk for years, I can tell you the FDA is nuts. But then that's a description of most of what goes on inside of the Beltway here in Washington.
I agree.
So they were threatening to go on the farmer's property, confiscate his dairy equipment, and shut him down. And so the Sheriff Rogers went out to the guy's farm and looked around and saw anything but something dangerous. The place was in pristine condition. So he contacted the attorney for the FDA and told her, if you guys put a foot on the farmer's property, I'm arresting you. And she responded and said, well, if you try that, we're arresting you. And he said, in so many words, game on. Well, that was back in November, and the farmer is still producing his raw milk. That's what a sheriff should do under that kind of circumstances. And we're seeing other cases. Gil Gilbertson in Josephine County, Oregon, had come to realize that there was a problem with people going into national forests, which there shouldn't be any. I mean, the forest ought to be owned by Weyerhaeuser or some other forest company, because they actually take care of their property. They don't allow them to burn down the way the Forest Service does. They intentionally keep access roads from being built. They intentionally prohibit firefighters from going in to fight fires. That's how absolutely absurd our federal government has become. And so Sheriff Gilbertson said, folks are going to be able to go into that forest, and if they want to haul out a dead tree or they want to have an access road, well, you know, they're going to do that. And Forest Service threatened to arrest them, and Sheriff Gilbertson said, yeah, well, you're going to have to deal with me because you're not just going to be able to do that. And we've had other sheriffs dealing with similar problems in other parts of the country. In fact, interestingly and noteworthy, in New Mexico, where there was a devastating forest fire, the sheriff of Otero County had told the Forest Service exactly what Sheriff Gilbertson had said in Josephine County, Oregon, that I'm going to arrest you if you keep folks from cutting a swath of 80,000 acres around the village on top of the Rockies there, because that's the only way to protect them from a forest fire. And in fact, there was a forest fire that came very close to where that village is, and so I'm told that within days they are going to go ahead and cut that 80,000 acres down. They're not going to have to sit around biting their nails waiting for the next forest fire to come and burn them up. We have a government that would rather hug trees than hug people. It's really over the top. And so the sheriffs are there to interpose themselves between the tyrants in Washington and the people, the people in their county. And it's an exciting thing to me to see that we do have sheriffs here and there around the country who are willing to do these kinds of interpositions.
Are you familiar? I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. I've had several of these constitutional sheriffs on my show. I've had Sheriff Mack. I've had John Lopey. I've had a fellow from Arizona, and I cannot remember his name. And
Sheriff Mack.
Excuse me.
Sheriff Mack.
I've had him on my show. Excuse me. I've got this cough. I've had him on my show several times. Lopey. Actually, I had a fellow who's a candidate for sheriff up in New Hampshire who's a friend of mine. He was around here originally, who's would be a constitutional sheriff. I've had a couple of them on talking about just those things, that their unique role, because they are, as you said, the only elected law enforcement officer. I just wish, honestly, Larry, I just wish more people would understand what it is they're giving up by not doing their homework and understanding what it is that they have, what we've been given through our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights. And these things are so unique, and they don't understand what freedom means, Larry. They don't get it.
Yeah, it's a big problem, and I think it traces back to the way we're educated in the government schools. Government schools evidently operate in order to indoctrinate us into thinking that we're here to serve the government, and whatever the government tells us, that's what we need to do. And we've got to take advantage of talk radio and the internet and educate our fellow Americans that, no, actually the government is not here to tell us what to do. The government is here to do what we tell them to do. And we've actually already told them that. It's that thingy called the Constitution. And it rather limits what the government is able to do. And if we have legislators and bureaucrats and administrators that want to go beyond that, then it's up to us to go vote the bums out and to send somebody back to the legislative center who is going to cut off their money and tell them with specific legislation, you're fired. We don't want a Department of Energy. We don't want a Department of Interior. We don't want an Environmental Protection Agency. We don't want a whole bunch of you people, because all you do is harass us, just as did King George's bureaucrats. And you remember what happened to them?
Well, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, Larry. Yes, I do. You know, what do you suggest people do? I'm always trying to figure out something that will spike us or light a spark and get a fire going under people to get them to actually take action. You can have knowledge, but if you don't do anything with that knowledge, it's you might as well not even know what you know.
Yeah, I think we need to do, what you and I are doing right now, using the airwaves to inform people, and it's working. I think we're seeing a gradual coming aware of the American people. We saw the results of that in 2010 in the elections. I think we're going to see more of that this year. I think it's possible that the Democrat Party, which has become the Socialist Party, is going to cease being a national party after this election. They'll still exist in places like San Francisco and Boston and New York, but for the rest of America, we're going to remember these people want to make us subjects. These people forgot we're citizens. These people forgot we hire them. They thought they were the boss. And so if you're a Democrat, you're saying, I'm a socialist, I think I should rule, I'm part of the ruling class, and sorry, Democrats, we're not going to have any more of it. And by the way, for those in the Republican Party that think the same way, we're culling you too. And that's been happening in some of the primaries.
Well, you know, I'm going to differ with you a little bit on that, Larry, because I am of the opinion that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have the what's best for the American people at heart. And I think they only approach it from different angles, but the end game and the result is the same. Hence, we would not be where we are today if there was a distinctive difference between the two parties. And I'm going to read you a little line out of a book written by a man named Carol Quigley, who was a professor, and he was involved with a lot of these elitists who are advancing this one world government being as is described in United Nations Agenda 21. He says the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Either party in office becomes in time corrupt, tired, unenterprising and vigorless. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none of these things but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same policies. And this was a man who was involved with Rothschild, Rockefeller, all of these individuals who were advancing this globalist agenda. And he wrote down in this, 700-800 page book, it might even have 1,000 pages in it, entitled Tragedy and Hope, which is available online for people to read. In this professor's own words, what he, as an insider, exposed. He thought it was a good idea what they were doing. He really did.
He did, and I absolutely agree with his observation, but what I'm saying is I think the American people have come to the point where we have said, we got it figured out. We're not going to take it anymore, and you're seeing the changes primarily in the Republican primaries where people are going to have to, Republican candidates are going to have to toe the line or they're going to be taken out. In Houston, Texas, well, outside of Houston, there was a primary that just took place, and a gentleman that had been in the Congress with the class of 94 and got redistricted and hadn't been able to get back in, well, he won a primary in an extremely Republican and conservative district, Steve Stockman. Stockman is a guy who I saw take on the Republican leadership back in 95. The gun ban of the Clinton administration had just been enacted, and it had resulted in the Republicans getting control of the House. And as a result, the Republicans were expected to overturn that ban. But Dick Armey, the majority leader at the time, didn't want to do that. And we had a meeting with him, and he said, well, you're going to get a vote on your bill, Stockman, over my dead body. Well, I'm glad that Dick Armey is still alive, but we got the vote because Steve Stockman pushed and nudged, and in fact, in a caucus meeting, Gingrich, no real fan of the Constitution, understood the political parameters of that situation and disagreed with Armey and said, look, we got to have a vote on this right away. We can count on Bob Dole to kill this thing in the Senate, but we got to get this thing out of the House, or else Gun Owners of America is going to beat up on us, and we'll never hear the end of it. And so we had the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I've got another talk show that's scheduled right now that's come in, so I'm going to have to bail out on you. But
let's do
this again.
Yeah, definitely, Larry. Thanks for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. We're almost out of time here anyway, so it's okay. Take care. Keep up the good work. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, listen, everybody, go to Gun Owners of America and check out their website, you know. I had someone email me while we were on air, while we were talking, and this is someone who has said that this lady believes that taking our guns with these, that it isn't just about taking our guns with these incidents. She was at a Social Security office where they had a security guard there. And she refers to them as the TSA equivalents that'll be thrown around, placed around, I should say, everywhere for our protection, our so-called protection. And of course, that's very true. They're going to be everywhere because we'll be much safer that way. Who was it said those who'd give up liberty for a little security deserve neither? I think it might have been Thomas Jefferson. I don't know. I don't recall correctly, but... I don't know. What do you do? You know, there's so much information out there to be had. I mean, we've got the internet for the time being anyway, and you can still get access to all kinds of information, most of it anyway. I know they are working feverishly in a lot of these different someone was telling me the algorithm, the way that Google throws back your search results has changed, and I know YouTube is, getting rid of accounts on YouTube of opinions that, aren't politically correct, that kind of crap, the usual stuff that goes on, because political correctness is a Marxist tool to silence those who are in opposition to Marxism, which is why they come up with all the labels that they do. Racist, hater, bigot, xenophobe, blah, 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 blah. are tools in their arsenal designed to shut us all up. Of course, it doesn't work for me. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. It's not going to work for me either. I can't just sit back and see these things occur and not say anything. I know a lot of people who do, though. They think, oh, well, it's each man for himself. And, you know, I vacillate between that thought process myself. But I just feel that it's imperative that we try to do something. Right? You got to try to do something. I mean, print out some handouts. Hand them out. Let your neighbors know what's going on. Because most people don't have any idea. They really don't. And why would they know? I was listening to a talk radio show this morning before I came on the air, and it's one of the black stations here in Philadelphia, and I like to listen to what the people have to say. And the guy was talking about, should they spend $2.5 billion to go to Mars or something like that, or should we spend that money on education? Hang on, I hear the cue music. I'll take up my thought when we come back. 3 minutes, I'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rotten, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So what I was talking about, listening to this radio show here, Philly Radio Show, and they were talking about adding another $2.5 billion. Would they use that money on education? That was the position of the host. And, you know, I was going to call in. I just didn't have time because so many people don't get to the heart of the matter, you know, the crux of what's going on. And the reality is it's the curriculum in the schools. And the curriculum, you can dump $1 trillion into it and it isn't going to make any difference. It's the curriculum and it is the breakdown of the family unit. And, of course, why do we have the breakdown of the family unit as we do in this nation? Because the cultural Marxists who came over here back in the early 30s, the so-called Frankfurt School, they said they'd make the long march through our institutions and they have done a bang-up job of doing that. And so you can dump all the money you want into these problems. The money isn't going to change it. You'd have no mother and father in the home. There's an article in the paper about this young kid, 13-year-old kid. He had a gun and he tried to rob 5 different people. He's 13 years old. And the police said that he's a little too comfortable back there in the holding cell. He fell asleep in there. In the holding cell, he just, you know, it didn't seem to faze him that he was in jail. And they were having a hard time locating his mother, I guess. I know I heard it on the news the other night when this occurred. And, you know, they were looking for the mother. Well, you know, I mean, I was 13 once. We all 13 once. You know, and eventually, sooner or later, don't you? Your parents will be looking for you. Sooner or later, if you don't come home or you're out and about or, you know, eventually something, if people were paying attention, if the parents were paying attention, but they're absent. That's the problems. I mean, if nobody wants to identify the root cause of these things, and the root cause is that all the money in the world ain't going to fix a lack of a mommy and a daddy who give a rat's rear end. I don't care who it is. It doesn't make any difference. And it's just demonstrated more because in the black community, the statistics are the highest there because they have the highest incident of out-of-wedlock births. The babies born out of wedlock, 73% of them now. Tragic, tragic. So you have this young kid who's, you know, he's headed nowhere, headed absolutely nowhere. Zero. A blank future, an empty future. He has no future. Where's he going? The kid's going nowhere. And they said, well, gee, maybe they ought to throw him into, do another stint in juvenile detention and another round of counseling will set him on the right track. That's not what's missing. Those aren't the pieces missing in this kid's life. And it's tragic. And this is, repeated all over the country. I don't know. I just wish people would start to really call it like it is and stop pretending that some other Band-Aid approach is going to solve these problems, because it is not. And because I talk about these things, it doesn't make me, let's see, a white supremacist, racist, hater, anti-Semite, xenophobe, homophobe, or bigot, okay? It's just not true. Unless you're willing to discuss these ideas, these things, these problems, candidly, I got news for you. There'll never be a solution. Really? Never be solutions if you can't speak freely. I'm about free speech, the free exchange of idea. I bring all kinds of people on my show. I don't care whether I agree with them all or not. I don't necessarily. But everybody's entitled to their thoughts, and they're entitled to express them. Let's go to Oz, kids. I'll be back tomorrow, somewhere over a rainbow. Any rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming, so don't lose heart. Take care, everybody.
It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.